I thought it would be appropriate to discuss some of the halachos relating to the 3 weeks and the 9 days that have come up during this time. And this shiur is sponsored by Sigal and Joel Rothman in commemoration of the yahrzeit of his mother, Nechamalka Bas Avram Yitzchak, Aleha Shalom, whose yahrzeit is today. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Thank you for your sponsorship. So, some interesting halachos. Some people mentioned to me, so I think they saw that it came out, or they read the tshuvas that Rav Schechter came out with several tshuvas recently about this time period, about Rosh Hashanah, Yamim Noraim. So we're not going to talk yet about Yamim Noraim. Maybe we'll get there as it gets closer. But certainly wanted to address some of the points that he made for the 3 weeks and the 9 days, and we'll discuss. You know, it's typical Rav Schechter, having. Having his breadth and wealth of knowledge of pretty much everywhere, and also giving us some chidushim, some of his novel thoughts, and certainly he has the broad shoulders to do so. So one thing he discusses just by way of introduction, and this is not even so much something unique to COVID-19, although depending on the location and what's open and not, he discusses getting haircuts and shaving during the 3 weeks. So we know, and we've discussed this in other contexts. If you look, take a look at source number one. Joe, keep your eyes on the road, please. But the Shulchan Aruch in source number one tells us, Shavua Shechabo Tishabav Asurim L'Saper U'Lechabes. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and this is based on the Gemara, that during what we call Shavua Shechalbo, which is the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, so one is not permitted to do laundry, and one is not permitted to get a haircut. L'saper is to get a haircut. So those two things are prohibited during this time. Now this is only Shavua Shechalbo. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Wednesday night, I think this year is Wednesday night, I don't remember. So when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Wednesday night, so then that entire week from Sunday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that's all considered to be Shavua Shechalbo, and one is not permitted to get a haircut or to do laundry during that time. We're not going to discuss laundry today, but we'll focus on haircuts. Now the Ramah adds in, that our custom is Tisporis Noagim L'Hachmim Yudzayin B'Tamuz. That our custom is to add on to this and to prohibit getting a haircut from Shivasar B'Tamuz, what we call the entire 3 week period. And this is really a machlokas between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim based on this Ramah and Mechaber, that according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber, the prohibition only exists during Shavua Shechalbo. And according to the Ramah, this prohibition exists already back to Shivasar B'Tamuz, already throughout the entire 3 weeks. And of course, as we know, the Saper is not only referring to cutting one's hair, but refers to shaving one's face as well. We did discuss, and this is not for now, but we discussed in passing in Shul that Rav Moshe Feinstein does have a tshuva where he permits one to shave during the 3 weeks if it's necessary for their profession and if they're going to lose money by not shaving. So if it's necessary for their profession, let's say, whatever the case might be, you're seeing clients and they wouldn't come to you if you look unkempt, whatever the case is. So Rav Moshe would say that for the 3 weeks, during the 3 weeks, during the Bein HaMetzarim, one would be permitted to shave. However, Rav Moshe points out that heter does not apply during Shavua Shechalbo, because during Shavua Shechalbo, that's the real halacha of of not shaving, and not just a minhag. You know, the 9 days is a minhag, the 3 weeks is a minhag, but Shavua Shechalbo, that's not a minhag. That's the halacha, and therefore we don't have as much room to be lenient during that time. And essentially, Rav Moshe says that the only heter to shave during Shavua Shechalbo would be the same heter to shave during Shiva. That if a person is really, if the Avel really stands to lose money, Rav Moshe says, he stands to lose money and he can't even borrow money from anyone. You know, he's really going to be out. So then we would be matir even an Avel in Shiva to shave. So then that would apply as well here. But just time to shave for your clients, that would not apply during Shavua Shechalbo. Okay. Now, Rav Schechter explains, and this is something that's well known from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Schechter explains that the Avelus of this time period of the 3 weeks and then the 9 days, or Shavua Shechalbo, and then Tisha B'Av, is patterned after the Avelos, when someone, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a loved one, loses one of the seven relatives. Now that Avelos is called Avelos Chadasha, that's new Avelos, and this Avelos is called Avelos Yeshana, this is old Avelos, this is Avelos for the Churban Abayis. And the Avelos is the opposite. The Avelos is the opposite. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a relative, so first they have Shiva, which is the most intense period of Avelos, and then they have Shloshim, which is slightly less intense, and then they have, or I should say, it's much less intense, Shloshim, and then they have Yud Beis Chodesh, of course, if they lost one of their parents, so they have Yud Beis Chodesh, which is even less intense than Shloshim. When it comes to Avelos Yeshana, this time period where we mourn the Churban Abayis, so the Avelos is the reverse. It doesn't decrease in intensity over the course of time, but it increases in intensity. Why the difference? It's obvious, because when a person loses a loved one, they naturally grieve. They naturally feel a sense of mourning. So they don't need to kind of get into that mood and get into that place of grieving and mourning. But when it comes to Avelus Yeshana, when it comes to Avelus over the Churban Abayis, so that we don't naturally grieve, we're not naturally in mourning over the Churban Abayis, we have to bring ourselves to that point. We have to bring ourselves to that situation of Avelus, and therefore we have to go slightly increasing, you know, as the time goes on. So we begin with Avelus of the 3 weeks, which is the most, again, for Ashkenazim, the most minimal. And then we increase the Avelus a little bit when we get to the 9 days and Shavuot Shechabo. And then, of course, when we get to Tisha B'Av, that's the ultimate of Avelus during this time. Okay. So when we think about getting haircuts and shaving, or I should say not getting haircuts and shaving during what we call the 3 weeks, during the Bein HaMetzarim, so the Rav pointed out that that's the equivalent of what we call Yud Beis Chodesh, following the passing of a parent, right? So that's the least intense period of Avelos. That's the Yud Beis Chodesh, and that corresponds to these 3 weeks, starting from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Now, what's the halacha of shaving during or getting a haircut during Yud Beis Chodesh? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Avelos, in source number 3, Al kol ha-meisim migaleich la'archa shloshim, after the passing of any of the relatives, one can shave, get a haircut after Shloshim. Al aviv yal imo ad shiigaru bo chaveirav. But when it comes to to following the passing of a parent, so you cannot just wait until after Shloshim. In addition to the Shloshim, you have to wait until what the Shulchan Aruch calls yigaru bo chaveirav. Essentially, that means that people look at you and they say, you know, you could use a haircut. You know, you could use a shave. You look unkempt. Now, if let's say, if you have friends or, you know, your family member, your wife, your husband, who could tell you, you know, you really look unkempt and you have to, it's time for a haircut, it's time for a shave, then that's fine. Right after Shloshim, as soon as they say that, you can get a haircut and you can shave. By the way, I should just mention that obviously the point in time of when that's true for shaving and getting a haircut is different, right? Right after Shloshim, meaning a person who's generally clean-shaven, right after Shloshim, they're going to look unkempt, right? A 30-day growth is definitely unkempt. And therefore, as soon as someone tells them, you know, you really could use a shave, so then obviously they can shave right after Shloshim. Getting a haircut is not necessarily so simple. If a person, let's say, got a haircut right before their relative passed away, and now it's 30 days later and they look fine. You know, their hair, you know, obviously it grew 30 days, but it's not so terrible. Nobody might comment to them that they need a haircut. So then you wouldn't reach that level of Achigaro Buchaverov, and you would have to wait until your hair's a little longer and you look unkempt. Now, what is the shiur? What's the amount of time of Achigaro Buchaverov? So the Rama writes, Vishir Ga'ara Yeshbo Plugta. He says it's a machlokas what exactly that shear is. V'noagim begimel chadashim. He says our custom is 3 months. 3 months, right? So meaning when you go 3 months from your last haircut, so that is the shear of Achiigaru bo chaverav, and that's when you can get a haircut. Now some of you might be wondering, wow, 3 months, that sounds like a long time. You know, to not get a haircut in 3 months, you know, my head would look ridiculous. I would look silly. I would look ridiculous. I would definitely look unkempt. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, when discussing this comment of the Rama, he says that the Rama did not mean here to make a blanket statement that for everyone and everywhere, the shear is 3 months. He said that's definitely not the case. And if you take a look at source number 4, Rav Moshe writes, "Ta'kol taloi bekol yachid v'yachid." Everything is really subjective when it comes to this ga'aro, when it comes to this looking unkempt. It's all subjective, depending on each person. It all depends on how the person's hair grows and how often they generally get a haircut. And he continues, the ha-ga'ara hu rak simin legoldel ha-sa'ar b'yoser. This ga'ara, this shir of achigro b'chaverov, to the point where your friends comment that you look unkempt, that's only a simen. That's a sign that that your hair has reached a point of growth where you're bitzar. You know, it's uncomfortable for you, and therefore even after following the loss of a parent, Chazal did not require you to be an incredible tsar. What's incredible tsar? What's excessive tsar? That's this point where your friends tell you, you know, you're starting to look unkempt. So since everyone's different, some people like their hair a little longer, some people like their hair a little shorter, right? Even on this call, some people like their hair longer, some people like their hair shorter. So therefore, nosnu hashir b'ga'aras chaverim harugilim imo. So therefore, Chazal said, how do we evaluate this? Well, you evaluate it based on your friends, the people that know you well. And based on those people, they're the ones who can tell v'yodin eich darko lihistaper. They know generally how often you get a haircut, how you generally look. Shemizei yavino b'kama yosem hergeluhum itzar. And therefore, they know, okay, at this point, you're really well beyond your normal haircut, and you're starting to reach the point where you're really feeling, the tsar, and now it's appropriate for you to get a haircut. So if you have, friends or relatives that can look at you and tell you, you know what, you really are starting to look unkempt and you need a haircut, so then you can rely on them. but he writes, in terms of the Ramaz Shiur, writes Rav Moshe, V'lachein mistaver sheshnei pa'amim kefi haregilus hu shir ha'tzar l'chol medina kehergela u'l'chol yachid kehergelo. He says we can kind of make a blanket statement, and this was the Ramah statement, that two times the norm for you, or in your country, or for you personally, two times the norm would be considered the Shir of Ga'ara. So he says most people generally get a haircut. Let's say men, I know women, go a little bit longer because their hair is generally longer. But let's say most men would generally get a haircut once a month, once every 6 weeks. So then he says that, when evaluating the Shir Ga'ara, it would be two times that. So it would be, let's say, 2 months. Or if you go normally 6 weeks, it would be 3 months. And again, the Rav Moshe said that this, Rav Moshe points out, this the Ramah did not mean that 3 months, or let's say you get a haircut, every 4 weeks, so 2 months. The Ramah did not mean that that's a blanket statement, that's objective, that you have to wait that long. And he continues, v'im eitzel yachid higiyaz man ga'ara kodem gimel chadashim. Let's say a person reaches that shear of ga'ara before 3 months. Denoig li'istaber b'chol chodesh. Right? He gets a haircut every month. So therefore, l'chol ha'pachos yachol li'istaber afilu kodem gimel chadashim. He's certainly allowed to get a haircut even before the 3 months, as long as he reaches a point where he looks unkempt. Now, we have to be careful, because it doesn't mean, let's say a person generally gets a haircut every 4 weeks, and now it's 5 weeks, so I'm uncomfortable. I usually get a haircut every 4 weeks. So that's pushing it a little bit, because I can't imagine even a person who gets a haircut every 4 weeks, just after 5 weeks, they're not going to look unkempt. They might start to feel that their hair is a little bit long, but they're not going to look unkempt. We're really going for that look, the unkempt look. So for a person who generally gets a haircut every 4 weeks, maybe after 6 weeks, maybe after 8 weeks, again, depending on the individual and how their hair grows, but once they reach a point where someone looks at them and says, you could really use a haircut, again, friend and family, most strangers won't tell you that, but friends and family, your wife, your husband, your close friends who know what you generally look like and your general comfort level, they say, you really could use a haircut. So that would be the Shir Ga'aron. Now Rav Moshe just points out at the end, and this is important, Rav Moshe points out, that this is all referring to after Shloshim. Before Shloshim, there's no heter, right? Meaning even if a person, let's say, did not get a haircut for a month before the passing of their relative, and now they're in Shloshim, and their hair is really out of control. Even during Shloshim, that's tough luck. You know, you just, unfortunately, you got stuck. But during Shloshim, there is no heter, because you can't be better off than a regular Ovel. A regular Ovel is not allowed to get a haircut during Shloshim. Okay, so if we take all of this, and we plug this back into our discussion of the 3 weeks, so as Rav Schechter pointed out from the Rav, that the Rav was of the opinion that this period of time of the 3 weeks corresponds to Yud Beis Chodesh. And as we just mentioned, during Yud Beis Chodesh, the Shir is the Shir Ga'ara. So, according to that understanding of the Rav, you would be able to get a haircut during this time of the 3 weeks if you've reached that Shir of Ga'ara. Right? If you've reached the Shir of Yud Beis Chodesh. Now, for haircuts, I can't imagine anybody reaches that shear, because everybody gets a haircut before the 3 weeks begins. Before Shivasa Batamos, everybody gets a haircut. So if you got a haircut before Shivasa Batamos, you know, no one's going to reach the shear Ga'ara within these 3 weeks. You know, theoretically, if something happened, and, you know, let's say in this case of coronavirus, the barbershops were closed, and then, you know, and your hair was really getting long, and they only opened during the 3 weeks, then maybe there's what to talk about in terms of getting a haircut during the 3 weeks. Again, this is all before the 9 days, right? Or before, you know, before the 9 days. But definitely, there's what to talk about in that kind of situation. Where let's say the barbershops were closed and they just opened during this time. But you know, in a regular situation, you wouldn't have that. But Rav Schechter points out in source number 5, Ula Eila Shemegalchim Zekanam Pam B'Shavua O Kamapanim B'Shavua. But let's say a person is clean shaven, and they shave, they shave regularly. He's talking about even a person who has a beard, and they trim their beard every week or multiple times a week. I'm not sure, you know, why would somebody do that so often? But whatever. Or certainly a person who's clean shaven, and shaves every day or every couple of days. And now, you know, certainly after a week, they're going to look unkempt. So then, according to the Rav, based on what Rav Schechter is explaining, according to the Rav, you'd be able to shave once you reach that Shir Gara. You wouldn't be able to shave every day, but if let's say you do shave every day, and now you waited 2 days or 3 days, and you look unkempt, according to the Rav, you'd be able to shave. That has nothing to do with coronavirus, right? That's even without COVID, he held that way in terms of shaving, again, during the 3 weeks, not the 9 days, but during the 3 weeks. Now, this is a little bit of a chiddush, but that was the Rav Shita, that this is modeled after Yud Beis Chodesh. And that's Rav Schechter's opinion. So if you generally follow Rav Schechter and the Rav, you'd certainly be able to be makel, once you hit the, to shave every, once a week or every few days during the period of the 3 weeks. Again, many disagree with this and just go by the basic understanding of the Ramah and prohibit all shaving during the 3 weeks. That was Rav Moshe's opinion and many others. They prohibit all shaving. But certainly if you follow Rav Schechter or you follow the Rav, there's room to be makel with general shaving. Now,
By the way, during Shavua Shechalbo, you would not be able to.
Right, so Shavua Shechalbo is like Shloshim. According to the Rav, Shavua Shechalbo is like Shloshim. So during Shloshim, there is no heter to shave, right? Even for an Ovel, there's no heter to shave. So you would not be able to shave. And the Ramah points out that we extend the minhag of Shavua Shechalbo to the 9 days. Right, so really, this Isser, according to the Rav, would begin starting from the 9 days. You would already not be able to shave, even if you look unkempt. You would not be able to shave during that time. Again, the Shavua Shechalbo is the Ikar Halacha in the Gemara, and then we extend the Minog to extend it to the 9 days. I might be mistaken about this, but I believe even the Sfardim extended to the 9 days, but I may be wrong. They may only do it during Shavua Shechalbo. I'm not 100% sure, but for us, you know, it's the minhag is from the minhag of the 3 weeks begins at Shivasa Batamos, and the 9 days begins the minhagim of Shloshim. Okay. Okay. Now the next interesting thing that Rav Schechter talks about, and he spoke about this in regards to Sfira, and then he talked about it again in a recent Shuva and applied it to the 3 weeks, was the issue of listening to music. So we know that we have a custom not to listen to music during the 3 weeks. We also have the custom not to listen to music during Sfira. That is one of the Minhage Avelus, as we know. Avelim do not listen to music. Rav Schechter said that he believes it's based on the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud Aleph, which is source number 6. Minayin le'ikar shira min haTorah. Where do we see this concept of shira from the Torah. I'm skipping a couple of opinions. Rav Masna Amar Mehacha, from here, Tachas Hashelo Avaratas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav, which is the pasuk, one of the psukim in the context of the Tochacha, that some of the curses in the Torah will come upon us if we do not serve Hashem B'Simcha U'V'Tuv Leivav. So the Gemara wants to know, what does that mean that you didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav? A Zohi Avoda SheB'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. What's that referring to? Have a Omer Zeh Shira. So you see that Shira is the way that we serve Hashem out of joy and tuv leva, which literally means your heart being happy. Now Rashi has a slightly different text in the Gemara here, and he has the following girsa in source number 7, Ein Adam Shar Shira Ela Mitoch Simcha V'tuv Leva, that a person only sings out of simcha. So Rav Shechter says he believes that this is the source of why we do not listen to music during the 9 days, during Avelos, because music is associated with Simcha. And of course, during Avelos, we have all these minhagim to minimize our joy, minimize our Simcha. And that's where this comes from, not to listen to music during Avelos. He references also the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Zayin. This is an interesting Gemara, which says, in the name of, that they sent a question to Mar Ukva, Zimra Menalan de Asir. How do we know that music in general is usher? They meant in general music is prohibited, not only during Avelis, not only during the 3 weeks in Sfira, always music is prohibited. And he wrote down the following response to them based on the pasuk Al Tismach Yisrael Al Gil Ba'amim. And the Gemara goes on to clarify some of the details. The Rambam paskins this halacha and explains that they were gozer. The Chacham made a decree, Shalo Lenagin B'Kli Shir, V'chol Minei Zemer, V'chol Mashmiei Kol Shel Shir, that the Chacham made a decree not to play any instruments and not to create any music. Asur, it's all Asur L'Ismach B'Hen, V'Asur L'Shaman, you can't even listen to them. Why Mipnei Achurban? So this Gemara is a source that because of the Churban Abayis, there was a general decree not to listen to any music, ever. Not to play any music. Now that seems very strange. I once gave a shir about this years ago in the shul. And nowadays, obviously, you look around, obviously we don't seem to abide by this, even though it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But we don't seem to abide by this prohibition. And of course, all of us, we listen to music and things like that. And many of the poskim say that nowadays we're much more lenient, either because some of the music that we listen to is considered music of a mitzvah, if we're singing about psukim or ma'amari chazal. That also gets into a different issue, which I don't want to get into right now. But some say if it's the music that has to do with the mitzvah, then it's okay. Certainly music at a wedding is okay, or a simcha, a bar mitzvah, any of those things would certainly be fine. But even the general singing that we do that relates to psukim or mamore chazal would be included. There are some that say that nowadays we need a little pick-me-up, and that's why music nowadays, we're much more lenient with it. And it's interesting, on that point, so Rav Shechter, in his tshuva that he wrote about the days of Sfira, so he wrote that we have a general practice during Sfira to treat it like Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Sfira also, we were talking before about the 3 weeks, but Sfira also, the minhagim of Sfira, we treat like Yud Beis Chodesh. That's why we don't shave, during that time as well. And that's why, by the way, the Rav also held that this idea of Achiyigar Abu Chaverov applies during Sfira as well. But Rav Shechter writes, very interestingly, and this was during Sfira, right, immediately following Pesach, he writes, Aval benidon didon shekol ha'olam shorei b'tzar. He says, in our circumstances of COVID-19, where the whole world is b'tzar, v'yetzel kama b'nei adam, he says, for some people that are really in intense, emotional pain, so he says that, for those people, they would not be able to, they would have a problem, and they would be really in intense depression or emotional pain if they didn't listen to music. And therefore, he writes, Yesh lomar shezeh kvar yoseh miyamechuvad b'niv gaveluzeh. That's not what Chazal intended. When the Chachamim imposed this prohibition of not listening to music during Sfira, they didn't mean for a person who's, Rachmana Litzlan, suffering from depression, or for a person who's really, really, intensely upset because of the circumstance. So that, and according to that person, would be able to listen to music would be able to play an instrument, listen to music. That's what Rav Schechter writes. Now, Rav Schechter does say that the original minhag was only to prohibit music that would, like, you know, very upbeat, happy music that would lead to dancing. He says, after that, we extended the minhag to include all music. But certainly, he writes that that if a person has to listen to music because of their emotional state, so he says it's better not to listen to that type of music. Better to avoid the type of music that would, you know, that's upbeat and that would cause a person to break out into dance. You know, that kind of music should be avoided. But some other music, you know, could be permissible. He mentioned something fascinating. He says that he heard from those who learned Hilchos Avelos with the Rav, which implies, by the way, that Rav Schechter did not learn Hilchos Avelos with the Rav. That's interesting. I didn't know that. But that's what he applies. He writes, V'shamati me'ele shalomdu Hilchos Avelos etza Rabbeinu, she'classical musica einena b'chlal ha'mina kolikar. The Rav held that classical music is not included in this prohibition at all. Why? T'zeh kvar inyan shel umnus, art, velo shel simcha. He says, the Rav held that classical music does not bring a person to simcha. Classical music is an art, and people who like classical music, they listen to it because they appreciate the art. I would say sometimes people listen to classical music because it does soothe them, but to say that classical music brings a person to simcha, the Rav felt that wasn't accurate. And therefore he felt that classical music in general is not included in this prohibition of Sfira. And the same thing would apply, you know, during the 3 weeks. Rav Schechter also wrote that when it comes to Erev Shabbos, after Mincha, right, later in the day, as it gets close to Shabbos, Rav Schechter wrote, Mutur lenagin b'klei shir ulezamer nigunim uzminos l'kavod Shabbos, that you can play music l'kavod Shabbos. I know some places were doing like a Zoom kumzitz, you know, before Shabbos, and Rav Schechter wrote, even during Sfira, you can do it, because if it's close to Shabbos, you know, right before Shabbos, because that's part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, is to prepare for Shabbos, and part of the preparation of Shabbos, he writes, is to make sure that I'm not sad as I go into Shabbos. So if I'm going to play music right before Shabbos, that's going to get me in a happy and joyous mood as I enter Shabbos. There's no greater Kavod Shabbos than that. And Rav Schechter felt that was okay, and he concludes this tshuva fascinating. He writes that even a person in Shiva, he writes, if not listening to music will cause them to really go into a depression, then of course they're allowed to listen to music. That's not included in the Isser. And Rav Schechter applies this in the current Shuva. He applies this rationale and this thinking to the Avelus during the 3 weeks as well. And he writes that if a person is really in a bad place emotionally, they're depressed, you know, or they're very, very sad emotionally, and they want to listen to music, Kedei lefakeach es atzvu somei alav, to put them in a happier mood, ein ze bichlal haminog. He says that's not included in this minog to prohibit music during the 3 weeks. We're prohibiting music during the 3 weeks because we want to minimize your joy and your simcha. But we don't want to chas v'shalom, you know, make a person or have a person continue to be in a state of depression or a really bad emotional place. And he writes, V'ka'es tamuz tafshin pei, shekola olam shoroi b'tzar machmas ha-magefa shepashta b'chola olam kulo. He says, we're still in a very bad place with COVID, and many people are b'tzar. V'har be shruyim b'marash chore. Many people are really down in the dumps. You know, certainly people that lost loved ones or people that are unemployed. You know, people are down in the dumps because of this whole situation. Nira shigesh l'hakel bazeh. Right? U'befrat be'erev Shabbos k'deish le'ikonis l'shabbos k'shu b'matzav shekazeh. So again, I would say every person has to know themselves, and you have to know, you know, where you're at in terms of COVID. If a person is rachmana litzlan depressed, you know, clinically depressed, 100% they can listen to music to help them during this time. If a person's not quite at that level of depression, Baruch Hashem, but they're still, you know, feeling down in the dumps, again, either because, you know, they suffered a loss or because they're, you know, people are unemployed or whatever, or just generally people feel very restricted and they feel very down in the dumps emotionally and they feel that the music would help them, you know, get to a better place. Again, we're not to a place of simcha and joy that we're not looking for, but just to get to a place of emotional well-being. That certainly Rav Schechter said would be okay given this time, and especially because this is a minhag, you know, this is not included in the minhag. So again, just some fascinating thoughts from Rav Schechter during this time, and hopefully none of us are in that position or none of us will, you know, will get to that position. But if chas v'shalom a person is, they certainly have what to rely on when it comes to this topic of listening to music during this time period of the 3 weeks.